Raise the bar on your own speaking and satisfy yourself and your audience.
Great advice. All right, I'm Jeannie Murphy against Talented People. Thanks so much for watching in this week and have a great week.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Police in Austin, Texas, believe there are some similarities in the three package explosions that happened earlier this month. Now, in two of the bombings, there were fatalities, and one, someone was seriously injured. Now, they are also investigating whether this may be a possible hate crime. Former Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis explains how they're going about that and what would lead them to that conclusion.
They're looking at the idea of a hate crime. That would be your first indication when you look at the circumstances here. So they're going to look very closely at that and then try to find people that have, you know, espoused a philosophy where hatred is part of what they're doing.
The House voted and passed Congressman John Rutherford's bipartisan Stop School Violence Act this afternoon. The bill funds training and security measures for schools to better recognize warning signs. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard me talking about MediShare, but now I give you my friend Sherry.
Yes, I have loved MediShare. Loved it.
Is that all you have to say? Because this will be a really short
announcement. No, I really do love it. I've saved hundreds a month. And overall, I just think it's a better choice of a healthcare program for me. I'm really happy with it. And honestly, normally, I don't even like talking about this stuff.
Nobody does.
But MediShare is different. MediShare members share each other's healthcare bills. We pray for each other. It's a not-for-profit, so we all save money.
True. Tell them about the thing.
What thing?
The online thing.
Oh, yeah, I used that the other night. MediShare members can now access a doctor online 24/7. You can get a prescription for the flu or something just that fast.
So MediShare can save you hundreds a month. You get to be part of the community. You get a huge network of doctors and providers to choose from.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
The final verdict from Jerry. So call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Stephen Hawking has died at the age of 76 years old. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Hawking, the author of several books, including A Brief History of Time, was known for bringing science to the masses with appearances on the sitcom Big Bang Theory and, of course, The Simpsons.
I don't know which is a bigger disappointment, my failure to formulate a unified field theory, or you.
I don't like your tone.
If you are looking for trouble, you found it.
Yeah, just try me, you...
Oh!
And among thousands of tweets in reaction to Hawking's passing, one from Simpsons producer Matt Selman, who called Hawking the most intelligent guest star in the brief history of the show, which of course has run for a record 29 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
41% of voters favor President Donald Trump meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un without any preconditions, while 36% believe the president should have some preconditions heading into those meetings. This is USA Radio News.
It's an amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough.
On March 16th, discover the untold story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to iCanOnlyImagine.com.
Tens of thousands of high school students today